broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to the Fieldhouse at Bergenstown. Hi everyone, Bob Greg Smith here. And this is a presentation of not just the WJPA Sports Network, but also greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Great to have you along. We are at the 2A sectional level, three sections combining into this section tournament. And Greg, one of the things is, what's a section championship anymore? You know, it's like there were years where you had sections and then they went to regions and then, you know, or area and then district and all that stuff. But now you have sections, but then you have sectionals and they're not the same thing.
Yeah, it looks a little different than when I was wrestling a couple decades ago, Bob. But yeah, this is an ever-changing format, we should say, and certainly a good one here, though, today. And a lot of great wrestlers looking to advance into the next round of the individual tournament.
Our coverage of the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. And by Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Our coverage of the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional here at Bergenstown brought to you in part by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By the Ritzko Insurance Agency. Don't stall. Give Ritzko a call, 724-745-3379. And by Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. All right, I've done all the talking now. I'm all out of breath. And do want to say thanks to Alex, the athletic director here at Bergenstown. The folks that make it possible for us to get set up and cover these events. And we are, in the words of our longtime sports director my mentor years and years ago, Pete Stanton, we are literally high atop the field house at Bergenstown. Three mats on the floor. Obviously, it's a basketball court. There's not room end to put three mats down. So it's two on one half of the floor, one on the other. And the bleachers on the northern end of the field house are collapsed. And then we're on top of those.
I think it's a great setup, personally.
Nobody's standing up in front of us.
That is always a win for the broadcasters here today. And yeah, a great setup and a great tournament year in and year out hosted by Bergenstown. This is top-notch stuff as usual from the host.
I think if the world's tallest man stood right below us, I'd still be able to see over top.
I absolutely think so. But you made it when, I'll tell you what, watching you jump up here, though, this morning a couple of times, still got it in you to get up the tall bleachers here at Bergenstown.
Well, some of that has a lot to do with the Wellness Center and my workouts that resumed back in July and have shed 30-some pounds and another 20 to go. But
feeling
I am
good.
In much better shape today than I was last summer. So
it's great to hear.
Feeling great. And then, of course, then you get the thing in the mail that there's nothing that can make someone who feels young at heart feel old like getting your Medicare card. Like, really? Really? You had to send that to me.
Just when you were feeling good, too. had just to come in with that.
A couple of notes on our bracket. Top six advanced the next week to the WPIL championships. Okay, that's all great. 107 pounds has only five kids weighed in. So as soon as they made weight,
they're in.
They're into next week. They have qualified for the WPIL tournament. So they're heading to Chartiers Valley next week. Just scanning through quickly, and certainly appreciate the committee getting us updated. Let's see, at 114 pounds, they're 7 to send 6. There are 9 at 121. 6 to send 6 at 127. 6 at 133. 9 at 139. There's an 8 wrestler bracket at 145. 8 at 152. Oh, my, look at this. It looks like there's 12 at 160 pounds. And that would mean that we are going to have those 9 wrestler brackets. Obviously, that 12 wrestler bracket will have first-round matches in each of those. Looks like 10 at 172, 7 at 189, 8 at 215, and 9 at 285. And so what they'll do is we'll get started with those preliminary roundabouts, the round of 16. And there will be consolations from the round of 16. We don't have any bracket with more than 16. And, in fact, 12, if my memory is working, and it seems to still be functioning all right, 12 is the largest bracket that we have. You know, kudos to the committee and to the league for their setup today, because they've announced that we're going to start wrestling at 9:30, and we're going to run through the brackets and do all the things that need to happen. And then a half hour after the second consolation rounds ends, we'll do the finals. Used to be they'd set a time, like finals at 4 o'clock. Well, and then you sit for an hour and a half.
Yep.
You don't clear the gym, and everybody just sits around and plays euchre or Wordle or Waffle on their phones or whatever it is that they do, or whatever that Fortnite stuff is and all that. I have no idea. I still look for a pinochle game every once in a while to try to play.
You mentioned that Medicaid car that came for you. I think you're showing why, you know, pinochle and euchre. Although euchre's an ageless game, I think.
Well, pinochle is too. It's just that you young kids didn't learn how to play it.
That's
somehow
fair.
We sent the kid, get out of here. We're trying to play cards, and didn't teach the young kids how to play
that. Euchre we got. Yeah, pinochle, can't say that that's one that runs circles in the at least the millennial crowd.
Well, the other thing that happened with euchre was that when Yahoo Games, you could play euchre online.
Yes, you could.
And, I mean, they had all kind of skill levels and all that stuff. You could play euchre online. So I don't know that you could – well, I shouldn't say there isn't, but I don't know that you can play pinochle online. It's just not the same. And certainly bridge is an old folks game.
There you go.
I remember my aunt and uncle hosted bridge, and I was always the extra. If somebody couldn't be there, I got the call to go up in the other apartment of the complex that we both lived in, and I'd go play euchre with 75-year-olds, and I was 22 or 23 years old.
I think that's an endearing quality, though. I'm sure it
I'm
lent
so
itself
sure.
well. So
not so sure about endearing, but it's great to have all of you along here at the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional. Just a note, long-term, here are our plans for the next 2 weeks. Both the AAA and AA tournaments, we go WPIL's next week, and AAA doesn't like it, but they're now going to go to a regional as well to extend to the state tournament. But they will take the extra qualifier for having to wrestle the extra tournament. So they get 5 in AAA to states. We get 7 out of AA to states. But our coverage for AA is going to switch next week to online. Same thing for the regionals. And, of course, our coverage from the Giant Center in Hershey on WJPA AM. AAA be on AM next week, and the regional weekend also available online. And because of the number of advancements, we are going to modify our historical coverage. We are going to be picking up all of the action when the Saturday session starts. We're going to come on then and stay all the way through on both tournaments. So that will be our coverage plans. And because of WPIL regulations, we are audio only right through this week and next week for sure. We are talking with PIAA about regional video opportunities, if we're able to do that. But at this moment, the WPIL tournaments, under their regulations, we are audio only. We'll have that on air and online this week. AAA on air and online, and we'll be online with the AA tournament next week.
For the
WPIL 2A Southern Sectional about ready to get underway. We'll have our first preliminary round matches when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success.
You have
Sarah's
to have
Candies.
Insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off Exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with Family Medicine, Internal Medicine, or Pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get the word from Bill Sims, the tournament director for the WPIL. And the word is that we are going to roll on all three mats and wrestle right through conclusion of the early rounds. And then we will set up third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and championship matches.
And then run right into the finals. Today's finals are going to be all on three mats.
And
the championship match, the third and fourth place.
And we do get that confirmation that we will run all three medal bouts at the same time. Wrestlers already up on mat number two. Or mat number one, actually. That's mat one. I'll get myself straightened around here.
That one's going to be confusing.
Let's, there you go.
There it is. Oh. Hey, how about?
I think so.
Yep. All right, I'm kind of in and out, but there we are.
All right.
Sounds about good.
I think we're good now. All right, great to have you along, and now all three bouts pop up on our scoreboard. Jose Ambrez from Chartiers Houston, Brendan Pugh of Burgettstown. Quickly a takedown for Pugh. He leads there 3-0. That's a round of 16 bout at 121, up at 139 on mat 2, which is the far side of the gym. Peyton Garove of Chartiers Houston, Greg Carter of Burgettstown, and Bryce Smith of West Greene set to take on Aiden Wissner of Best Center as soon as they get started here on mat number three.
Wisner, Best Center.
Cradle in for mat Pugh three. Of Bergenstown.
Wisner.
Again, that's at 121 pounds. Amber is on his back and trying to stick an arm through the cradle, but not successful at that so far. All but put away here. Brendan Pugh with a takedown. Now loses the cradle, going to get four near falls. And that's the this is our first individual qualifying tournament with the new scoring rules, the new boundary rules, all of that fun stuff. We've joked during Tri-Cata and then also during dual meet season that, you know, a five-point lead ain't what it used to be.
Nope.
It disappears in a hurry. Pugh and Amber is out of bounds, 7-1 now as Amber is cut loose. Greg Carter of Bergenstown up on Peyton Grove of Churchyard Houston with a 3-0 lead and trying to work for a head in the side cradle. Doesn't get the hands together, but he dumps Grove onto his back. And Aiden Wisner and Bryce Smith underway now. West Green and Best Center wrestlers.
Yeah, about 30 seconds remaining in that Carter match. Carter and Garove. Carter, again, still leading 5-0. Trying to work. Half Nelson gets Garove over. And he's going to have some more near fall points. And there's our first fall of the day. It goes to Greg Carter of Bergenstown at 139 pounds. A fall at a minute 40. So Garove of Shar Houston into the loser's bracket. Greg Carter, a winner at 139.
And that time again?
140.
140 looks like. Seven, one, end of one. Brendan Pugh of Bergenstown up on Jose Embers of Churchyard Houston. We get a takedown for Bryce Smith of West Green, pinning now Aiden Wisner in 47 seconds. That's 160-pound action. And again, that's Smith, the winner.
Underway at 160 pounds on mat two. We have Justin Miller of Southside and Gage Clayton of McGuffey. They are just underway.
Started the second over on mat one. Ambrose of Chartiers Houston with another escape, but he trails 7-2. Put you right back in that five-point lead. Ain't what it used to be.
Over on mat two very quickly, Clayton of McGuffey, a takedown and working near fall points with an arm bar. He'll roll through it, get four near fall very quickly. Gage Clayton of McGuffey leads 7-0.
Seven-two lead still for Pugh, and now he's going to extend that with another takedown to go up 10-2. Not quite halfway through the second period yet. Had a cradle in the first and got four near falls out of that. Well, so much for nobody can stand in front of us because
now nobody knows we're here.
Yeah. Well, that whole crew standing between the basketball sideline and the edge of that far mat.
Miller of Southside trying to work himself back into the body, but Clayton of McGuffey continues to ride. 45 seconds remaining first period there. Still 7-0 Clayton of McGuffey. And they'll go out of bounds.
121-pound preliminary bout. 10-4 now for Brendan Pugh. As he'd gotten a near, after the takedown, got a near fall, but has given up a reversal since then. Amber is trying to throw the boots in. Leg in on one side. Well, he has Pugh all but very flat to the mat. Now Pugh works his elbows back and trying to draw the knees, gets out of the leg lace. 20 seconds to go in the second. Pugh had dominated until giving up that reversal. Now able to work his way to his feet, but tripped back in by Ambrose.
On mat, 360 pounds, Josh Miller of Hopewell, Brady White, of Bergenstown, Reitweiser leading 3-0. That's just over a minute to go in the first period there, as Reitweiser now able to put Miller on his back. He's got near fall points, and there's the fall at a minute 22. It's Brady Reitweiser of Bergenstown at 160 pounds. Reitweiser of Bergenstown, 122 fall.
Gage Clayton of McGuffey with a 7-0 lead starting his second period. over Justin Miller of Southside, and near falls being counted out there, and Miller in all kind of trouble. That's 160-pound round of 16. Brendan Pugh of Burgettstown up 10-4 starting the third period, and the fall comes for Clayton. Looks like 2:23 the time of that fall. Three-point takedown for Pugh, and an injury time for Ambrose, and he is in some significant discomfort, left elbow problem.
Yep.
It is Pugh up 13-4 on Ambrose, and Ambrose in some great difficulty. We'll have more from the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
It would appear almost certainly that we are going to get a default. Jose Ambrose is not going to be able to go and now is officially out of injury time. And Brendan Pugh of Burgettstown will advance by default, but was leading 13-4, got the takedown, and then the athletic training staff out with the air cast to treat that left elbow. And our best wishes to Jose Ambrose, who a senior at Chartiers Houston, and this is a rough way to see it end. But it looks like it is about to end. Kristen Yanosko of Fort Cherry already up 7-0 on Bo Allison of Avella, and he has Allison on his back, just seconds remaining in their first period.
Yeah, they had quite a scramble, and there preclude that. A fall at 156 for Yanosko of Fort Cherry.
That's up at 172 pounds. Kristen Yanosko, and again that time 156, dropping Bo Allison into the consolation rounds. Interesting matchup there in the first round of Avella and Fort Cherry. They were a co-op under the Fort Cherry banner the last several years. This year, Avella says, no, we're going to wrestle on our own. Fort Cherry wrestled an independent schedule. And here they are.
Here they find each other again.
Meet each other in the opening round. When we, and we are now going to circle back to 107 pounds, one of our early weight class bouts up on mat number two right now. It's a quarterfinal already.
Yep.
I'll tell you just how few preliminary round bouts that we have.
Headlock thrown. We have Ian Dilt of Southside, Jace Lloyd of Avella. Lloyd of Avella throws a headlock, successfully able to get the three-point takedown, and it looks like he's got four near fall points waiting for him as well. Jace Lloyd of Avella, an early 7-0 lead just over 30 seconds into that 107-pound match.
285-pound bout up now on mat number three. 6-3 lead for McGuffey's Mason Hewitt. Snaps down Caden Arquini of Avella, able to spin around behind. That should take it out to, I believe, should be 9-3, I think.
I agree.
And the scorer running the, can't talk. Near fall is coming. It is 9-3. It has to be 9-3 at the moment.
Yep. And like you said, Hewitt working for that near fall now.
20 seconds to go in at first period. Hewitt just trying to pick up enough and shove the shoulder down, and he gets the fall at a minute and 47 seconds. Hewitt of McGuffey by fall 285-pound round of 16 Hewitt over Narquini by fall at 147. We have, I believe, one more preliminary bout to be wrestled, but that is delayed for a time while Ambrose is attended to. And again, air cast on his left arm because of an elbow injury, and has defaulted out of this opening round bout. And a big hand for the Chartiers Houston Senior Bucks, just back into team competition WPIL this year after a couple of years as an independent schedule. And that seems to have worked really, really well for several teams that went that route to try to rebuild their program, get their kids into individual tournaments where you get multiple matches, not limited by, you know, only wrestling X number of dual meets, and able to get their kids more matches and get on the mat. And that's where wrestlers get better, is on the mat.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're right, a tactic taken by multiple programs, and you're right, I think all ultimately for the better, getting these programs back on their feet here in section matches.
160-pound final preliminary round bout. Jesus Chavez of Chartiers Houston, Gage Stewart of Brownsville underway. And quickly, Chavez with a takedown. 23-14 on the year. Stewart, just a four varsity bouts, and he gets turned to his back. Chavez with a leg hooked, and now hard up across the chest, exposing the shoulders. Doesn't have the arm to get to the half Nelson. If he did, Stewart's in all kind of trouble. But Stewart able to get his leg out of that hook and get belly down. I think a couple of separate one swipes, so no back points there. New scoring rules on near fall. Now you get 2 for 2, 3 for 3, 4 for 4. You don't have to go the 5 route anymore to get 3. And
you get an
Chavez
extra one
hips into the shoulders and gets the fall in 1:01. 101 time of the fall. Jesus Chavez, after his teammate goes down with the shoulder injury, gets us back on schedule over on mat one, and we should be across the board at 107 and 114 pounds when we come back to a Southern Sectional on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
My apologies to Devin Drake of Brownsville, Dimitri Pavlinski of Hopewell. We do have one more round of 16 bout. That's at 172 pounds, and they are underway over on mat one. Pavlinski of Hopewell looking for his 9th win of the year, has a first period takedown. That, again, that's a round of 16, up 172 pounds. 107 and 114 on the other two mats. It's Jace Lloyd of Avella rolling Ian Diltz of Southside at the moment, up 9-0 in that bout and riding in their third period. And Caleb Delaney of Jeff Morgan leading Dustin Mace of Avella 9-3. They are in the second period, early action there.
Yeah, Lloyd of Avella, no points scored in that second period, able to get a takedown here, or I should say a reversal here in the third period, leading 9-0. Now that match is under a minute, as Bob mentioned. Lloyd riding there successfully, looks close to a win there.
Mace of Avella riding Caleb Delaney of Jeff Morgan. But Delaney with the 9-3 lead at the moment. Switch attempt by Delaney, couldn't come out from underneath. 3-0 end of one. Pavlinski of Hopewell leading Drake of Brownsville.
Looks like we have a perhaps blood or injury time ever on mat two for Dilts of Southside. That match just about 30 seconds remaining there. Lloyd of Avella still leading 9-0.
Yeah, they are running the blood clock there. Near fall situation for Delaney as he reverses Mace, has him on his back, leg tied up, pick up the head, try to shove the left shoulder blade back to the mat. The right one is buried in the Resolite. Well, it may not be, it may be a Dahlemer mat, actually. My apologies to the Dahlemer company. That's just one of those, like, Kleenex, you know.
Yeah,
not,
right.
Not, it's not, everything's a Kleenex. It's not, you know, you don't, you don't call it tissue. It's just, you know, wrestling mats are Resolite, but they're not.
Had me fooled.
End of two periods, four near falls for Caleb Delaney, and he's now up 15-3. Pavlinski of Hopewell up 6-0 now on Devin Drake. They wrestle halfway through the second period. Now a power Nelson from the side. Difficult move there for Pavlinski, and this is what happens. Hip over, and when the only thing you have is that Nelson and you're out working parallel to the side, you are exposed to all kind of things.
Yeah, nice job from Drake there to get himself pulled out completely from that in the reversal. So Drake on the board for Brownsville. It's now trailing 6-2.
And now an escape for Pavlinski, who got to his feet and able to peel his way free. Delaney up 15-3 early second, so it's a 12-point lead. Toss attempt by Mace. A little frustration or desperation move there. And here comes Delaney out from underneath. Nearly had Mace cradled up. Now has the hands locked. Should be control. Reversal there, too, to make it 17-3. And if May's shoulders go over for a couple of swipes, the bout will end in our first technical fall of the day here at Burgettstown. There's one. There's two. And if the pin doesn't come, this bout is going to end. Caleb Delaney at 114 is not going to get the fall, but he's going to get the tech fall at 4:56. 21-3 is the final.
At 107 pounds, Jace Lloyd of Avella, winner, 9-0. And a major decision for Ian Dilt of Southside. So Lloyd on with a 9-0 major decision.
Last consolation bout, Pavlinski of Hopewell wrestling neutral with Devin Drake of Brownsville. 7-2 lead for the Hopewell Viking grappler. 40 seconds gone in period number three. Southern 2A Southern Sectional here at Burgettstown. Up now on mat three, Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston, Gage Bradley of Burgettstown.
And about to get underway on mat two, Maddox Cooper of Brownsville, Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
Pavlinski with a takedown. Now he's now up on Devin Drake, 10-2. They have about 50 seconds left in their match. That's the last preliminary bout. Well, I said that once before, but I think this actually is the last.
I think this is the last. Ely of McGuffey, a quick takedown, two near fall points, and immediately gets Cooper back over onto his back. And Clayton Ely of McGuffey, very close to a fall here. There it is, quickly at just 28 seconds. Clayton Ely at 114 pounds. Of McGuffey, a fall 28 seconds over Maddox Cooper of Brownsville.
114?
28 seconds. Yeah, 114, yes. Yes.
28 seconds.
28 seconds. Ely at 28.
Here's another rule change situation that we have.
Yep.
Package cradle, and everything is out of bounds except for the controlling right foot. If he picks up his foot, we're going to end up being called out of bounds, but... And now when he did, he tried to get a leverage to pull the cradle back in, and Stam ends up getting the four-point near fall. But as soon as he lifted his right foot and went to his knee, he was out of bounds, and that stopped the action.
Well, we got a final over on mat one at 172 pounds. You may have already mentioned this.
I did not.
Pavlinski of Hopewell, a 13-3 major decision over Devin Drake of Brownsville. So Dmitry Pavlinski of Hopewell advances 13-3.
All right, 14-21 across the board. By the way, we've already had our first medalist. That is a fifth-place finish for Ian Dilts of Southside. He's done for the day. and will take home a fifth place medal. That might be a WPIO all-time record.
I haven't seen that, at least.
20 minutes in, and we have a medalist confirmed in his final position in the bracket. Okie dokie. Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston up 7-0 on Gage Bradley of Bergenstown. Drake Buzzard of Avella with an early takedown against Jacob Medich of Hopewell. Buzzard, 24 win, looking for his 24th win of the year. And Noah Patton of Washington, Connor Pinchock of Jeff Morgan. Patton looking for win number 30, and he is deep into this. Not halfway through the first period. Takedown, cradle, and fall in 57 seconds. Noah Patton at 121 pounds moves on to the semifinals.
Underway over on mat two, Jacob Medich of Hopewell, Drake Buzzard of Avella. Buzzard leading 3-0. That match nearing the end of the first period. Buzzard trying a near side tilt, not quite able to do it as they roll near the end at the near the boundary line. Now it looks like they are going to get a few near fall points for Buzzard. Something I got to get used to is watching the majority of the body roll past the boundary line and still able to claim those near fall points. Buzzard does pick up two end of the first period there, 121 pounds. Drake Buzzard, a 5-0 lead over Jacob Medich of Hopewell.
Near fall count going again. Camden Stam trying to put Gage Bradley away. Arm bar and wrist trapped underneath. Near fall situation. Adam Ware of Avella has Dominic Lazaro of Southside on his back. Going to pick up four near fall. So 30 seconds in, a 7-0 lead for Adam Ware. And now the fall comes for Camden Stam in 257. That's 114 pounds. Stam of Chartiers Houston by fall in 257. And by record, an upset there for Stam. Bradley was the 3 seed in this bracket. Record of 20-11 coming in. And Stam trying to, one more win will pull him even at 500 for the year.
Yeah, it's a big win, as you mentioned. And in a lot of these brackets, one win, more or less, will get you into that top six. We have a fall over on mat two. It will be Drake Buzzard at 121 pounds. That fall coming at 248. So Buzzard a fall at 248. He'll advance over Jacob Medich of Hopewell into the semifinal round.
So we're 21 and 27. Noah Collins of West Green leading Noah McCollum of Best Center. And McCollum cradled up. Collins trying to get it all here early on. Already up 6-0 with takedown and one near fall, and now going to get more near falls if he doesn't get the pin. Trying to shove the left shoulder blade into the mat, knee up into the side. That's such a comfortable position to be on the bottom. I'm just telling you, you're getting bent in half sideways, and that knee just keeps getting deeper and deeper. Four near falls when the cradle was lost. It's 10-0 now. And another near fall count goes. Just about a minute remaining in this first period. And it is all Noah Collins. He is up and gets the fall and will end it at 109. Noah Collins, a winner by fall. And again, 109 the time there. He had Noah McCollum in all kind of trouble several times. And Collins of West Green onto the semis.
Over on mat two, James Delaney back wrestling already. Is that, do I have that correct?
That would be the case, and not for long. We can't be half hour in, so.
Yeah, sorry. We're just trying to get my.
That is correct.
Oh, no, different Delaney. James Delaney.
This is James Delaney.
Thank
correct,
you.
Not Caleb.
Yeah, James Delaney, though, with a fall at 41 seconds over Logan Ross of Brownsville.
Bryce Croson of Bentworth has Noah Kimberlin of Avella in a cradle, trying to stick him. Already has the near fall count run full, and now Croson has to get off his own backside, and now he rocks Kimberlin over and gets the fall in 54 seconds. That's up at 139 pounds. Croson of Avella, or excuse me, Croson of Bentworth by fall in 55 seconds. Four seed moves on to the semis.
Coming fast and furious at us.
In all kind of different weight classes.
Yeah.
We're not too bad right now. 33 and 39, I guess we can take that. We do have to wait for Pugh to have his half-hour time. And remember, his match didn't end for a long time because of the injury situation. So that's another quarterfinal due at 121. We'll get there in a little bit. To take a look over on mat number one, Javon Woods of Washington and Vincent Boris of Hopewell. Woods with a takedown, tried to get to a cradle, couldn't get all the way into that. Evan Tirado of Hopewell, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown are scoreless. They're at 133 pounds. I will tell you, it's impossible to keep these up to date.
Yeah, well, that's... I was going to say, there may have been one that we missed, or maybe you said it. It was Adam Ware of Avella, a tech fall in 144 over Dominic Lazaro of Southside back at 127. So a first period tech fall for Ware of Avella.
And then also
that
in that
127.
Also in that bracket, Delaney of Jeff Morgan, right?
Over Ross of Brownfield, yes.
All right, that was a fall?
That was a fall at 49 seconds, or 41 seconds, excuse me, as I'm looking at it now.
Javon Woods of Washington trying to run a half and a one-on-one. He's already turned Vincent Boris of Hopewell to his back once to get near falls. Caleb Patton of Washington, the one seed in the 145 bracket, ready to take on Mark Adkins of Avella. That's up on mat two.
That was all I was going to say. And quick takedown for Patton. He very quickly with a takedown and near fall points against Adkins.
Tirado of Hopewell leading Cadis of Burgettstown 3-2 as they start their second period. Woods of Washington up on Boris of Hopewell 6-0, and we run out of time in their opening period.
Patton was trying to go for almost a standing cradle. Adkins of Avella, good work to try to fight that back, but ultimately Patton trying to free that right leg of his for the takedown. He'll do that, another takedown for Patton of Washa. He leads 10-1.
That match at 145, so we're over three weight classes at the moment. Tirado and Cadis in the 33-pound bracket. Cadis now with a 4-3 lead and riding here, but that's about to come to an end. He'll cut Tirado loose, ties the match 4-4 with 1:10 to go in their second. Javon Woods still in control of the action, though wrestling neutral at the moment. The two find their way to the boundary, but Woods was driving all of that, and Boris found his way to the edge. Caleb Patton able to turn Adkins over and get the fall. That's at 145 pounds. That's 121 the time there for the one seed. Washi's program has... couple of times had to phoenix it up out of the ashes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Been shut down and resurrected, and wrestling boosters have convinced the school board on a couple of occasions not to deliver the death sentence, and they've been able to come back, and a couple of outstanding guys, and of course they're wrestling this year without Joe Wilson.
Yep.
Suffered a knee injury. Joe Wilson would have been one of the top 285 pounders in the WPIL, not just the section.
Yeah, program, you're right, this historically a great program that has found its way around. Underway over on mat two, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, a quick takedown. He leads 3-0 over Chase Solashi of Frazier.
Carter Cadis with a takedown in that second period to go up 7-4 now as we begin the third period. And those two will wrestle neutral. Woods, so working neutral there in their third period. Javon Woods up 6-0 on Vincent Boris of Hopewell. Nice low single shot by Woods. Turns it to a double. Boris trying to reach across the back, but Woods trying to drive him off of it. Crossface will get the takedown for Woods. 9-0 lead. Just 20 seconds remaining in their third period. That's at 139 pounds.
Victor Bonus adding to his lead over Solashi, four near fall points. Working on the far boundary and now rides on top just over a minute to go. Bonus leading 7-0.
3C Javon Woods into the semifinals at 139. And he'll go there, looks looks like they're going to no near falls, and that's the correct call. Javon Woods, a 9-0 winner at 139 pounds. Victor Bonus rolling up 11-0. Carter Cadis has now extended the lead to 10-4 over Evan Tirado. It's at 133, and Bonus up at 145 already.
Some confusion over between Woods and Boris. I was under the impression of the match.
You know what? They put third period on the board, but it was not. My apologies. That was just the second period. I thought that went quickly. Victor Bonus says, watch how quickly this goes. Pins Chase Salashi in a minute and 51 seconds. And again, that's at 145 pounds. Yeah, I thought Woods went from first period and early second wrestling neutral to the end of the match in quite a hurry there.
But that stuff always seems to make sense.
Yeah, those things just happen occasionally, you know.
The number one seed at 152 pounds onto the mat. That's Jonah Erdely of Fraser, 32-1 on the season. Taking on Gavin Price of Hopewell. Erdely quick into a front headlock, trying to loop that leg. He's able to do it into this nearside cradle. He's got the three takedown, looking for the near fall very quickly as Erdely just looking for that right shoulder blade to come down of Price. Price able to roll out of it, but a 4-point near fall, and very quickly 7-0 Jonah Erdely leads.
Carter Cadis of Burgettstown finishes off a 10-4 decision over Evan Tirado of Hopewell. So Cadis come back in the semifinals and wrestle Drake McClure of Bentworth. And now we get to a technical fall with a reversal for Woods. 17-2 the score. And the time is 2:04:58. How about that? So tech fall instead of a major decision for Javon Woods. That's at 139 pounds.
Erdely of Fraser. Four more near fall points waiting for him. Still 45 seconds to go in the first period. Trying to finish off Gavin Price of Hopewell. Not going to be able to do it on this run, but 11-0 now as he leads. Erdely does.
I don't know if I missed hearing this. Mason Wright of Best Center pinning Cameron Schaefer of Washington, 129 the time of that fall at 133 pounds. My apologies. If you said that and I missed it.
I did not.
Or if we both missed it. That can happen as things happen really quickly in tournaments like this sometimes.
Erdely's going to make a tech fall. Jonah Erdely, that is, at 152 over Gavin Price. A tech fall at 124. He wins 15-0 there. So the one seed at 152 on.
And those numbers one more time.
15-0 tech fall in 124.
Thank you.
Quick work there. Those 3-point takedowns and 4-point near falls.
You know, that's one of the things that I really like that.
I agree.
You know, like this get two, give one, get two, give one, and, you know, get two, get three, give one, you know. Guy dominating the match, let's get it over with. And speaking of getting it over with, that's exactly what happens on mat number three. It's a fall for Johnny Gilbert of Jeff Morgan, 126 over Emmett Erdely of Fraser. Again, the time of the fall, 126 for Gilbert of Jeff Morgan. Let's grab a timeout here. Just past the 10 o'clock strike of the chimes. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com and greensports.net. These WPIL 2A Southern Sectional. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrasik, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Couple of falls. Just as we went to break, Lucas Barham McGuffey pinning Greg Carter of Burgettstown, a minute 23 seconds. That's the 139-pound bracket. At 145, Victor Bonus pinning Chase Selassie, 151. I think we had that bout. And then at 152 pounds, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry pinning Levi Yater of West Greene in a minute and 34 seconds. Here's where we are across the board. Over on Mat 1, 6-1 lead for Ryder Go of Southside over Ricky Pontius of Brownsville. Now 6-2 with an escape for Pontius halfway through the first. Dadrian Walls of Chartiers Houston, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, scoreless halfway through there. And it is not scoreless. My apologies. It is they're just halfway through over on mat number 2. I'm crossed up here. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
all messed
it is
up.
A little confusing.
Justin Obadell. Obadoble, rather, excuse me, of Hopewell leading Michael Carroza of Burgettstown 3-0 there early in the second, and they are wrestling neutral. That's at 145 pounds. So we're at 45 and 52. And these are quarterfinals at the moment. Armbar run by Ryder Go of Southside. Pontius does not want to go over, but he is up perpendicular and now lower the hips just a hair more, and Pontius' shoulders are exposed. Just diligent, tough work up top. The period runs out 3 near falls for Ryder Go, so he'll lead 9, make it 12-2 end of 1.
Yeah, a few more seconds there, and Go likely has the fall, but clock works on Pontius' side, and they'll get to the second period.
I'm sorry. I didn't,
no, you're good.
I didn't have your mic up loud enough.
No. Newman and Wells, again, no score, 152 pounds on that, too. That first period now to an end. Into a fireman's carry, kind of dumps off. Is Obadoble of Hopewell able to free that head? And now he has Carroza stuck. And a fall very quickly at, I say very quickly, but at 3:10. Followed 3:10 for Justin Obadoble of Hopewell over Michael Carroza of Burgettstown at 145 pounds.
That leaves only the Go Pontius bout at 145 in the quarterfinals. And we're going to run right through. We're going to do quarters. We're going to loop back through, grab what consolation bouts we can in semifinals.
Yep.
Another round of consolations. We'll take a half-hour break and then come right back around for the first, third, and fifth place championship medal bouts. Top 6 advance to the WPIL 2A Championships next weekend. Though we know at least one weight class is only going to send 5 out of this section. Plan is that there'll be 18. You get a tech fall, Ryder Go finishes that off 19-2, and looks like at the 3-minute mark. Ryder Go of Southside, and that wraps up 145 pounds in the quarters.
Always good when you can flip over that sheet and not have to look back at it for a few minutes.
Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, Moses Pinkovich of Southside, ready to get going. Those two school districts share a sizable border.
Yep.
Mentioned this the other night, had Southside and Bentworth in a boys basketball playoff game. For many, many years, it may still be the case, I haven't done a football game at Southside for many years, but for a long time, the Rams concession stand had the best pepperoni rolls in the WPIL.
Interesting.
All classes. And I'm an expert on pepperoni rolls.
I've done plenty of Southside football games, but I've not had the pleasure of doing one at Southside. And so But that's no longer the case, you said?
I don't know that. Well, okay. I haven't been there a while.
If I get the opportunity, I will make sure to check on that.
When I was last there, and I've been there many times, but it's been years now. In my 40-plus years of doing high school football, I've been there many times, but they had the best pepperoni rolls, no question about it. Logan Noyes at Burgettstown says, I'll see your pepperoni roll and get a takedown and an air fall, Mr. Greg. Moses Pinkovich of Southside, shoulders exposed, Noyes joining him, and now the two end up out of bounds. And there will be two near falls, only a couple of swipes there for Noyes, so he's up 5-0 early first period.
Finally working our way back around on Matt, 321 pounds, Brandon Pugh. A winner in his first match, now up against Tucker Maine of McGuffey. Maine, however, leading 9-2. He's got near fall points, and he's looking for the fall of Pugh. Still 55 seconds to go in the first period.
Yeah, and the question, how can we be at 52 and 60 and all of that?
Yep.
And that's how, because we had 30-minute wait requirement. 51 seconds, fall comes for Logan Noyes of Bentworth. Or Burgettstown again, 51 seconds, Noyes pinning Pinkovich.
Quickly on Matt 2, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, the three-seeded 152 pounds. He leads 11-0 over Dadrian Walls of Searchers Houston. So Newman solidly, that's about just over a minute to go in the third period there. Currently Newman riding again, leading 11-0.
Tucker Maine got three near falls to go up 16-2. He's trying to turn Brendan Pugh of Burgettstown back underneath one more time and end this bout here in the first stand-up for Pugh. Maine trying to trip him back into the mat, and will keep him under control. Bars the arm, goes across his own back. Pugh goes all the way across. One, two swipes, that'll end it. It's going to be a two-minute tech fall and a three near fall points there. So you should be 19-2.
Yep.
And we'll go with 19-2 tech fall at 2 minutes for the one seed Tucker Maine. More action from the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Does it seem like your auto insurance rates go up every year? You're not alone. Would you like to lock in your auto insurance from future rate increases? Ritzco Insurance can help. With Erie Rate Lock, your rates will not change even if you have an accident. So lock in your auto rates from future increases. Call Ritzco Insurance at 724-745-3379. Rate Lock. Feel protected, not punished. Ritzco Insurance would like to wish all local wrestlers the best of luck this weekend.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Good to have you along. WJPA AM in Washington, WJPA.com, greensports.net. Appreciate all of you being with us. Run me through there, Greg.
Yeah, a couple of quick ones. Back at 152 pounds, round that one out. Garrett Newman, a fall at 539. Newman over Walls of Chartiers Houston. So Newman closes out 152 with a fall at 539. I don't have a score yet. I'll check on that. But at 160 pounds, Ryan Salascia, winner over Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown. I will look and get a score on that one. It was pretty quick. It may have been a tech fall or an early fall at that. And a couple of new matches on the board at 160 pounds on mat two. It's the one seen Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. He leads 12-3, as an escape for Bryce Smith of West Green. A quick takedown there. Ivsic now out to 15-3, 160 pounds on mat one. Jesus Chavez, no score against Chaz Rush of Avella. That's also at 162 pounds, and now just getting underway on mat three, and there's probably a result that we're missing here, but underway at 172, Reed Teagarden of McGuffey, Jason Murray of Burgettstown about to get started.
18-4, 18-5 lead. Let's stick with Ivsic and Smith. And Ivsic in on the leg. Smith rolls to his belly, gives up the takedown. 21-5. 1:42 the time of the Tech fall. Again, 21-5 at 1:42. 160-pound, one seed, Owen Ivsic, a winner and into the semis. That result that we had here on mat number three was Alex Palko of Jeff Morgan pinning Gage Clayton of McGuffey in a minute and 27 seconds. Palko of Jeff Morgan by fall in a minute and 27 seconds. Chavez of Chargers Houston, Rush of Avella, a couple of 20-plus winners wrestling late in their first, and a takedown for Chavez, the five seed. Trying to bar an arm, now trying to work his way back behind. His headgear has come down across his eyes, and so with control, he able to reach up and fix his headgear so yep. He could see who was going where.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a scary moment there when you lose sight for a minute. Quick score update there, Salashia. Tech fall at 130, 17-2 over Reitweiser of Burgett Sound. So that 160-pound weight class with Ivsic, Salashi, Palko, and then, as you mentioned, the match right now with Chavez and Rupp. Probably one of the more competitive brackets, I should say, as well as probably, I think, the largest bracket of all of them as well.
It is. It's our largest bracket here. We had 12 wrestlers in this weight class. Like, how'd that happen?
and maybe as competitive as anything with a couple names, if you know this area of wrestling, certainly a couple guys with some awards on their belt.
Jason Murray from Burgettstown with a wild shot. Reed T. Gordon fights that off and spins around behind to get the takedown. Goes up 3-0, gives Murray an escape to make it 3-1. Escape for Chaz Rush early in the second. Chavez of Chargers Houston with the 3-0, now 3-1 lead. And Rush in on one leg, steps across the other and has an arm around the waist. He's got the Chavez in a little trouble, but Chavez trying to lock through the crotch. Rush trying to step over and hook a leg. Chavez on his hips, improving, and now he rolls, and he puts himself on his back. Chavez in trouble. Chaz Rush with the 4th lead, and a full boat of back points coming if the fall doesn't.
Looks like he's got him there, and he does.
Chaz Rush, the 4 seed, comes back and gets the fall at 2:58. Got the good single shot, got yep. The arm around the waist, and Chavez kept trying to fight, tried to go across his own back, and he got stuck going across his own back, and Chaz rushed by fall at 2:58. That completes the 160-pound bracket.
Yeah, over on mat two, it was Owen Strait and Miles Rocco, Strait of Shark Houston, Rocco of Southside. It appears that match is complete. Strait was winning 3-0, so...
Got a fall there, I believe.
I think we do have a fall there. I just want to confirm that. But it looks like Straight of Chargers Houston, a winner there on mat two at 172.
Reed T. Gordon trying to load up the boat. Forget the near fall points. Picks up the pin in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. That's at 172 pounds. Again, the time 2:45, 3-seed Reed T. Gordon, winner by fall.
And quickly underway, and it might be over before we know it, but 172 pounds, number one seed, Jackson Angelo, an early 3-0 lead. He'll add at least 3 near fall points. He'll get the whole boat at 4. Angelo, 7-0 over Pavlinski of Hopewell early at 172 pounds.
Noah Lehu of Best Center, the 2 seed, taking on Fort Cherry's Christian Yanosko. It's also in the 172-pound bracket. Yanosko, a preliminary round winner, round of 16, to get into this match. Noah Lehu, 28-11 on the season. Coming up on mat number three, Braden Bedillion of Avella, Slayton Williams of Southside.
And just to confirm, Owen Strait, a fall at 137 at 172 pounds. So you were correct on the fall, 137, Owen Strait, a winner into the semis.
It looks like we have a blood timeout for Jackson Angelo of Frazier and against Dimitri Pavlinski of Hopewell. So cleanup on mat two. Cradle in deeply for Slayton Williams, the 4 seed, trying to put Braden Bedillion away.
Speaking of cradles, Noah Lehu deep on a nearside cradle, and he'll get the fall at 106. So Noah Lehu of Best Center advances a fall at 106. Over Christian Yanosko of Fort Cherry.
Slayton Williams cradle still in, and somehow the right shoulder blade just barely off the mat. We're not a minute into this first period, and Williams, if he doesn't get the pin here, is going to have a 7-0 lead. Somehow Bedillion has been able to just will his right shoulder blade to stay off the mat. And now the referee improving his look a little bit, and Williams losing a little grip on the cradle. He loses the cradle and now just going to go chest to chest. And somehow or other, Bedillion gets to his knees. Four near falls for Williams and escape for Braden Bedillion. Power of the will, man.
I was going to say, give Bedillion a ton of credit there. He would look dead to right, but you're right, battling back and now trying to get Williams into using the front headlock, but Williams able to scoop through. Williams will pick up the takedown. 10-1 now, Slayton Williams leads.
Austin Guza of Hopewell, Hayden Hamilton of West Green underway, 189-pound quarterfinal. Comes a reversal for Avella's Braden Bedillion. I got to say this, our wrestling coverage, we had an extensive coverage of the Tri-Cata tournament. I can't tell you how many wrestlers we saw with 6 and 7 point leads lose matches. It was pretty remarkable. That's when we got our first taste of the new scoring rules, but also saw kids with double-digit leads get decked.
Yep. And Jackson Angelo finishes off his work over on mat two, a fall at 1 minute over Dmitry Pavlinsky of Hopewell. So Angelo advances, fall at 1 minute.
We'll continue from the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Slayton Williams of Southside, able to turn Braden Bedillion of Avella to his back again and going to get a tech fall there. 17-3 will be the score. And it comes at the 3:44 mark. And that's Slayton Williams of Southside. Looks like Adam Beloga of Burgettstown going to pick up a fall in 33 seconds over Leland Laws of Chartiers Houston. That's at 2:15. When I say 33 seconds, don't think that's not the fastest fall in that weight class.
Yeah, at 2:15, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, a fall in just 20 seconds over Will Karras of Hopewell.
The Walsh and Beloga.
Beloga and Walsh going to
square
each other.
Off. Indeed. Coming up now on mat one, Lucian Williams of Southside, Matthew Fermanic of McGuffey, 215-pound action. On mat two, did I give you the wrong score? Did I tell you Beloga won by fall and
you
that
did.
Wasn't the case?
Yeah, he's Beloga did win by fall, didn't he? Did we have the wrong mat?
I think I grabbed the wrong mat.
Huh?
My apologies. Huh? Sort through that.
Beloga
may have won by fall. But
I think Beloga did win by fall. And it might have been in 33 seconds. He immediately was after Welsh, who had won basically two back-to-back real quick ones.
Well, now Lucian Williams adds another. This in 33 seconds.
We might get a faster one than all of that. How about 11 seconds? And this is actually all the way up at heavyweight. It was Colin White of West Green, excuse me, over Mason Hewitt of McGuffey. So Colin White a winner in just 11 seconds. And that's all the way up at 285.
Colin White, I mentioned Tricata earlier. Yep. Colin White lost in a round of 16 match as the one seed, lost battled all the way back through to take third place, but was just it was the upset of the tournament.
Sure.
An unseeded wrestler beats the prohibitive one seed and in the opening round. First bout out.
Wow.
And I was like, hello.
That's one way to open it up.
All right, well, we're looking at that 215-pound bracket, right? We're going to try to confirm those. And I'm not getting... Why am I not getting updated all the way there? But we'll see. See what I can find.
Over on...
There we go.
Over on Matt 3, this is probably for much as me as it is for our listeners. 189 pounds. Aaron Supler of McGuffey, he leads 3-0 over Wyatt Spiker of Burgettstown. That match nearing the end of the first period.
And we have confirmed confirmed the Beloga fall in 33
yep.
seconds.
Yep, you had it.
And it is Supler of McGuffey.
Yep.
Picking up, trying to dump Spiker to his back. Going to get the count. Swipes are going. Going to run out of time. Going to get no points. Scorer. Timekeeper and the referee, and the ref looks to the table, and table says, nope, time was out before the second swipe. So
we're going to get a quick fall as well over at 285. It was Hank Berner of Hopewell, a fall in 58 seconds over Michael Ullery of Brownsville. So Berner on a fall at 58 seconds.
There is going to be some time today in this coming session where we're only wrestling on two mats. They've made that announcement because the 30-minute break between the end of one round, a wrestler in one round wrestling in the next round.
Yeah, we're still moving along, which is...
We are indeed.
Crazy.
Near fall situation here. Aaron Supler and McGuffey trying to... finish the match off with Wyatt Spiker. It's already 5-0, and the second near fall situation of the mat, though the first one didn't get points, this one's going to get a full boat. Four backs, and it's going to be 9-0 Supler leading. Over on mat one, Teddy Gray of Burgettstown. 3-0 lead on Jacob Lyle of Churchyard Houston there at the end of one. And Spiker goes over to his back again. Legs neutralized somehow. Supler doesn't take the half Nelson. It's just,
yeah,
I mean, it's staring him in the face.
And just as you say it.
Now he's going to load it up, go clear up, get off the legs, and he loses the leverage.
Maybe that's why he was avoiding.
Cement mixer. Spiker goes to his back. Two backs. That's going to end about 15-0. The time is going to be 2:23. They'll roll it off to 15-0 at 3:23. Aaron Supler with a tech fall at 189 pounds.
Back over to 285 on mat one. Teddy Gray of Burgettstown still continues to lead 3-0 over Jacob Lyle of Chartiers Houston. They are into the second period. Lyle riding on top currently has Gray broken down, trying to cross face, trying to sort of work his hip control, but he trails 3-0. Lyle does. Underway on mat three now. Charlie Stoneking of West Green. Homer Headley of Best Setter. Headley the two seed at 215.
189-pound quarterfinal. Austin Guza of Hopewell pinned Hayden Hamilton of West Green 4:33. Did you say that?
I did not, but okay. I actually looked that one up. Sorry.
I missed that one.
I thought you actually had that one.
I might have. Teddy Gray of Burgettstown, 4-0 lead on Jacob Lau of Chartiers Houston. 40 seconds to go in their second. That's at 285. The last 215-pound bout is on the mat, and that is Homer Headley of BC leading Charlie Stoneking of West Green. BC in southeastern Washington County and West Green by the name would imply it is in southwestern Greene County. Sometimes, I'm just going to say this. Sometimes I think steering committees in the WPIL need maps because they'll put pieces together that just don't make any sense.
Speaking to that, as somebody who came from South Park, but having the pleasure of wrestling many a section tournament at West Greene High School, yeah, I agree with you. That didn't feel right that we were traversing as far as we were. Not that the folks at West Greene weren't lovely in a lovely tournament at that, but yeah, always felt a little far for us Allegheny County folks.
Well, you know, not every school that has the word West in it is all, they're not all together.
Right.
You know, or all the South named schools are not like Southside Beaver, which really technically is Southside area.
Right.
In Beaver County. Southside Beaver is not near South Park.
No, it's not. They were in our section 1 year too, though, so.
Homer Headley going to get the fall late in the first period. 155 pins Charlie Stone King. Again, 155 the time of the fall for Homer Headley. That wraps up the 215-pound bracket. And that leaves Teddy Gray and Jacob Lyle. And I think we have one other match. Is that correct, or did I miss this?
Nope.
McQuillan and Wasilko,
that's it. They may be moving that one down. We'll see if they...
Attention to the bout boards. We have about five matches that we are awaiting the time to come up.
No, indeed, they are going to hold.
Start another round until those matches have been completed.
I am surprised that the McQuillan Rosilco bout hasn't been moved to one of the other mats.
But
with that being said, Gray Lyle 4-1. That's in the third period, so that match should come to its close here within the next couple of minutes. Although, as again, we've alluded to it multiple times with the new scoring and three-point takedowns. Now, all of a sudden, a 4-1 lead, not as safe as it once was. It only requires the one takedown as opposed to a takedown escape and second takedown. So,
just under a minute remaining in that third period, 4-1. Teddy Gray, Bergetstown leading there, and Connor McQuillan of Fort Cherry and Alex Rosilko of Bentworth will be coming up shortly. Speaking of Fort Cherry and Bentworth, both of their boys' basketball teams will be in action. The Fort Cherry girls also have their first playoff game coming up. Bentworth boys, a winner on Thursday night in the 2A preliminaries. They'll travel to number 2 Sewickley Academy. That game on WJPA AM on Monday. Fort Cherry at Union. And we get a takedown and a near fall situation. Lyle in trouble and pinned. That fall comes at the 5:32 mark. 5:32 time of the fall for Bergetstown's Teddy Gray, the 285-pound bracket. And that'll bring McQuillan and Rosilko. Let me hurry up with this basketball because this one could go quickly as well. Fort Cherry and Union, 2A boys game, 6:45 airtime on WJPA FM. Also on Monday night, West Greene girls open their tournament action. The 7 seed will be home with number 10, Eden Christian. And that game will be on greensports.net. Tuesday, 5A boys, Peters Township home with Penn Hills. Fort Cherry girls home with California. And both of those games on the WJPA Sports Network. Green Sports will have Carmichael's at Aliquippa girls and Waynesburg Mohawk boys action online as well. Rosilko quickly with a takedown up 3-0. As soon as this bout ends, we're going to jump and grab a quick timeout. Again, appreciate our perch here, with the exception of the people crowding the area between the basketball sideline and the edge of that mat number 2. We are in golden position to be able to see everything that's going on.
It does make it a little bit more challenging for Matt, too, but at least the added height does us some favors, gives us at least a clear view of at least half the mat. So we make do.
Yeah, the only thing, if that mat was in the center, if it got moved to the middle of the floor, then we'd be able to look right over these people. And there's the fall out. Alex Rosilko, winner by fall, 101, took down McQuillan, put him onto his back, and finally got the second shoulder blade down to end the quarterfinals. WJPA and greensports.net coverage of the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional at Bergetstown continues here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And just when I thought we were going to get a bit of a break, we do not. We pick up a consolation bout, one of those prelim consolation matches. Emmett Erdely of Fraser pins Peyton Garove of Chartiers Houston in 48 seconds. Again, 48 seconds. This is Emmett Erdely of Fraser. And so he will advance. I mentioned earlier, it is not possible to keep these brackets up. Are you on there?
There I am.
All right.
It is challenging to say the least.
Now they get that one out of the way. Let me just scroll back through quickly. I don't know that we have...
There's a few other consolations, but they're... Well, no.
Just to keep everyone informed, we're waiting on six bouts to finish this round.
No, they do indeed have...
A few
first
more.
Two, well, the first three are within 7 to 10 minutes.
So they're going to have
we'll
a bit of a break. They do want to finish those bouts before we move on to the semifinals and next round of consolations as well. Bill Sims explaining to the crowd.
We are going to keep those
semis are going to be on mats 1 and 2, I would think.
And to the spectators
they will do that. They will keep those matches and run consolations on this third mat. And then they'll start to mix those in. Once the semis are done, they'll move into that consolations on that mat as well. So, and we're going to roll through this session and until we get all the medal bouts in position. First and, two wrestlers for first, two wrestlers for third, two wrestlers for fifth. And once we get all those, what do you guys call that, lightning round, blood round, whatever.
Right.
Once that's all done, then there's going to be a half-hour break, and then we'll continue with the medal bouts. But at that point, everyone will have earned their trip to next week's WPIL Championships. About 10:37 this morning. Great to have you along. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
All right, I have to announce a correction in something that I said earlier. Look at the 107-pound bracket. Five wrestlers weighed in.
I did notice this.
You know, we thought, I thought, this is my fault, that when Ian Diltz lost to Jace Lloyd, that Diltz was going to be the fifth-place finisher. That is not necessarily correct. He could move up and finish as high as third, actually.
Yep.
Because he was in the round of 16, he'll get the multiple chances to continue placing. And so Ian Diltz awaits the semifinal loser, John Dove of Chartiers Houston, Braden Hanning of Jeff Morgan. They'll wrestle in one semifinal. That loser will wrestle Diltz. The winner of that match will then wrestle the loser of the other semifinal for third place. Okay.
Okay, then. Yeah. So I didn't want to correct you.
Oh, you feel free to correct me. I've spent a lifetime being corrected. It's a good thing. It's humbling.
Humbling. That's exactly the word.
One of my there were pieces to Clint Hurdle's managerial position and work the Pirates that I didn't care for. There were lots of pieces that I did like, and one of the things that I really enjoyed was hearing Clint Hurdle talk about in whatever the sport, there are two types of athletes. And his thing was baseball, obviously. There are two types of baseball players. Those who are humble, those who are about to be.
Well, I mean, and certainly if you know his story, that is, you want to talk about somebody who was humbled. I think he was a Sports Illustrated cover athlete. I mean, I think, if I recall, Hurdle was a pretty well-regarded prospect who probably needed to be humbled and was said so humbled in his career.
But, that's, whatever your profession is, whatever your career is, that probably plays true. Those who are humble and those who are about to be,
yeah.
And you feel free anytime to jump in and say, Bob, you don't know what you're talking about. They're going to wrestle consolations. Dilt still has to win a couple of bouts to, Now, if he loses his next one, he'll be fifth.
Yeah.
But it will not have been decided in 22 minutes.
He will have gotten a chance to earn his right, yep.
Before the match will populate in. And again, it looks like about a two-minute.
We're a couple of minutes away from continuing the consolation action. Again, 30-minute wait required.
It's
one of those pieces where, and the great thing is, and Bill Sims explaining this to the crowd here,
yep.
One of the great things about the Flow operational system is that it won't let you wrestle a match. It doesn't even show in the system as coming up
until
next,
it's ready,
until it can legally be wrestled. All of that in the programming, you list, state association says 30 minutes,
yep.
And says, limit of six matches in a day. It won't let the seventh one populate today.
Yep.
It won't let the one populate before it could possibly be legal to do so on the 30-minute window. And that changed, that 30 minutes reduced from 45 as it was a couple of years ago.
And Rightweiser, probably you either up or coming up on the screen.
We're going to be heading back into action.
Remaining five bouts, please pay attention to what your time frame is as well.
I'm trying to see where we're going to go. That's at 160 pounds.
Looks like we've got one coming up here.
Yep, that's going to be Aiden Wisner of Best Center, Brady Rightweiser of Burgettstown. Consolation bout at the 160 pounds. That's going to pop up first.
This break has been a good opportunity, though, to update my consolation bracket.
South side coach to that.
Well, good for you. It hasn't gotten mine updated whatsoever. So,
we'll see how long it stays. But at least,
if you're updated at that point through into this round of consolations, you got it really licked at this point because now it just moved to the right with a win,
yep.
Dropped down with a loss.
Yep.
Brady Rightweiser of Burgettstown, Aiden Wisner of Best Center underway, and we have just a single mat. You keep on doing what you're doing. You get yours all the way full, and then we'll see if I can't get a chance to
Sounds
do
good.
That. Takedown for Rightweiser. He and Wisner end up out of bounds. 1 minute first period in the consolation bracket.
while we have a large contingent of the Virgin Pound wrestlers.
2 minutes,
in the
second and third.
We've been asked to pass along that 127 pounder.
Reitweiser.
Danny Smith is 17 years old today.
Barring an arm, steps off to the side, chest to chest. Adam Aiden Wisner in all kind of trouble when Reitweiser gets it all. 34 seconds, the time of the fall. That's 160-pound consolation bout. In 34 seconds for Reitweiser.
Reitweiser now moves on. Looks like Flo has Gage Clayton as the as his next opponent.
We've been informed that there is a gray BMW. It is out back, not in the front main parking lot, but out back.
We're going to go stay in this 160-pound bracket.
Staff locked in. Out back, a gray BMW. Needs moved immediately.
Show me Josh Miller of Hopewell, Bryce Smith of West Green.
Yep.
List that as about 58, but for some reason I had Reitweiser in that 58 line.
Yeah, Flo has him as 58. Although the board here in the field house has not been updated, that still reflects match number 50. So a few conflicting reports, but this is match number 58. As you mentioned, the 10 seed, Josh Miller of Hopewell, Bryce Smith, the 8 seed of West Green. As they dance towards the boundary line, and they'll recenter here, 25 seconds counting first period. Smith goes for a headlock, tries to drop down and get it. Nice shot by Miller to deflect that away. Now into a front headlock and tries to cement, mix him over. Does Smith? Smith's not quite able to do it, trying to get those hips through. Just 5 seconds to go. It looks like Miller is going to pop out the other side. A three-point takedown. They'll go out of bounds with just 1 second to go. Bryce Smith of West Green tried to step through for a standing headlock. Got about a quarter of the way into it, but a nice job by Josh Miller to drop down, slip himself out of there, and find 3 points with just 2 seconds to go in this first period. So the first period likely to end with Josh Miller of Hopewell taking a 3-0 lead into the second period.
If you would do me a favor, give me that Reitweiser time.
As sure.
I wrote him
sure.
down in the wrong space in the bracket.
Yeah, so. that was at 122, Brady Reitweiser, a fall. No, do I have that?
Time's not right. Nope.
That's not right. Nope, you're right.
We'll get it.
You know, I pulled up recent results thinking that was going to be.
34 seconds for Reitweiser over Wisner. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
It's all good. And back at 121 pounds in this consolation round, we do have the injury default. Noah McCullum of Best Center will advance. Jose Embriz with a significant left elbow injury and will not be wrestling in the consolations.
So 8 seconds into the second period between Miller of Hopewell, Smith of West Green. Smith of West Green started down, able to get himself up to his feet and in his effort to clear himself from Miller, it looks like he's going to actually get Miller to be hit with. See, I thought it was stalling, but now I see 2 points up on the board.
And there's some confusion.
Some confusion
about what
there.
That is. Yep.
Yeah, and that makes more sense. They're gonna hit Miller with a stall, which would give Smith the point. Or maybe they're even going to just say the escape. Nevertheless, and maybe the escape now makes it 3-2. So a stalling point, an escape point. 10 seconds into the second period, it's Josh Miller of Hopewell leading 3-2 over Bryce Smith of West Green.
And if you keep that.
Yeah. Again, tied up near the boundary. They'll separate and recenter. Shot in by Smith. In on a double, trying to sprawl his legs back, but a nice shot by Bryce Smith, a double leg takedown. 3 points. He now leads 5-3 over Josh Miller.
Table workers on mat.
Hard onto the head. He's got at least that left leg booted in and able to break Miller down to his stomach.
Two round matches on that mat.
Trying to work under that head. We're going to get a stoppage.
The semifinal round.
Josh Miller points out what appears to maybe be blood on the mat. The official examining there, and blood time has not started, but
looks like
we
are going to
are going to enter into blood time. 1:12 remaining, second period. Bryce Smith of West Green leading 5-3 over Josh Miller of Hopewell. Almost looked like maybe Miller maybe spit something. Nevertheless, ends up on the mat. Both wrestlers appear to be okay as Miller gets checked out. Miller able to get a takedown right at the end of the first period, but an escape and a stalling penalty point awarded to Bryce Smith, and then able to get a takedown, a subsequent takedown. So Smith now leads 5-3 as the wrestlers come back, and they'll start from the bottom. About to get underway on mat 3 at 172 pounds. To Tennessee Christian Yanosko of Fort Cherry and Devin Drake of Brownville as they get underway. Smith and Miller hit the boundary line, and they'll reset with 105. Drake and Yanosko, no score. Shot in, snap, and 3-point takedown for Yanosko. He now leads 3-0.
Short drag there by Yanosko to get to the three-bagger. Used to call that a deuce, but can't call it a deuce anymore.
I think I heard a couple of stray yells from the sideline of two. And very quickly, as we're talking over there, it's Bryce Smith of West Green, a fall at 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Over Josh Miller of Hopewell at 160 pounds. Bryce Smith of West Green, a fall at 212. And he'll continue his quest at 160 pounds.
We are ready to start those, and we'll keep them on the mats in front of the crowd.
Again, mats one and two. Now we'll have semifinals, so they're going to clear those mats.
Anything. Please have your staff ready to cover.
And we're going to wrestle consolation action here on mat number three the rest of the way. We'll continue from the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional at Bergenstown on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Christian Yanosko with a 10-2 lead on Devin Drake of Brownsville. Yanosko trying to run a half and a one-on-one. That is consolation action at 172. And you've got semifinals on both mats on the far side.
Yep, over on the far side on mat one. A quick takedown. Points I haven't shown yet, but Darius Simmons of Bergenstown leading 3-0 and working on near fall points against Jace Lloyd of Avella. That's in the first period. The other semifinal match at 107, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. He leads 3-0 over John Dove of Chartiers Houston. Both those matches again in the first period. Darius Simmons of Bergenstown, though, he's got four near fall points already taken. He's going to get four more, it looks like. So out already, Darius Simmons, an 11-0 lead at 107 pounds over Jace Lloyd of Avella. 3-0 still Hanning over Dove. That's the other semifinal at 107. Checking in on the consolation match at 172. Yanosko of Fort Cherry still leading 10-2. Third period just underway against Devin Drake of Brownsville.
There's two wrestling neutral. And forehead to forehead. Grind a little hair sandpaper. Near fall situation and the pin as Darius Simmons of Burgettstown pins Jace Lloyd of Avella in a minute and 14 seconds. 1:14, the time of that fall for Darius Simmons, 107 pounds into the finals.
Yeah, quick work there for him. And talk about this 107. Simmons now has wrestled for 75 seconds and already finds himself with an opportunity to take home a championship. The other semifinal match, Hanning now leads 6-2. Actually improved that to 9-2 now. Hanning leading Dove of Chartiers Houston. That match just under 20 seconds to go in the first period. Hanning working on near fall points, and there is the fall for Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, a fall at 1:46. So Hanning into the final. He'll take on Darius Simmons, 1:46 the fall at 1:07.
The Dove there will drop into into this consolation round. He'll take on Ian Diltz of Southside. Lloyd will drop into the match for third place.
Yep. Underway over on mat one at 114 pounds, the first semifinal match. It's Clayton Ely of McGuffey. No score against Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston. Actually, excuse me, that is getting ready on mat two. Over on mat one, Alex Medlin of Best Center, he leads 3-0 over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. So Medlin of Best Center leading 3-0 over Delaney early first period. In that 1:14 semifinal, very quickly, Ely with a takedown might have Stam stuck. He's got a couple near fall points as well, does Ely. So Ely and Medlin, the 1 and 2 seeds respectively in 1:14, both leading early in their semifinal matches.
And I have lost my place.
No problem. Over at 172, it looks like
that's where we were. 72.
Based on flow, I see that Yonosco had a 16-3 lead. I'm not sure if that held or if that was a fall.
Tech fall 20-3.
There you go.
At 454. Just couldn't find my place in my massive paper stack here. So Yonosco eliminates Drake, and Yonosco advances to the consolation quarterfinals now. Gotta win a couple of more matches
yep.
in this 12-man bracket, largest in the tournament. Now a consolation action at 160. Jesus Chavez of Chartiers Houston, Justin Miller of Southside. Quickly a takedown for Chavez. Take a 3-0 lead just 10 seconds in.
It looks like we have some blood time in our 1:14 semifinal match between Clayton Ely and Camden Stam. Stam being worked on at the table. 1:27 to go in that first period. Ely leading 7-0 as they appear to be ready to go and they go back to the center. Second period underway in our other semifinal at 114 pounds. It's Alex Medlin of Best Center. He leads 3-0 over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Delaney starting on top, quickly breaks Medlin down as the second period is underway there.
Consolation bout at 160 pounds. We'll keep you posted there. Chavez trying to set up a near fall situation. Got a couple of swipes. Going to run out of time there. Going to be three backs. So 6-0 Chavez end of one.
Looks like we're nearing a fall over on mat two. It is Clayton Ely, and he's got it at 54 seconds. Ely of McGuffey. A fall over Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston. So Ely into the finals at 1:14, a fall at 54 seconds.
So he has a fall in 28 seconds and now 1:54. That Clayton Ely McGuffey showing why he is the two seed. Start of the second period. Chavez of Chartiers Houston with a whizzer in. Miller in deep on a leg and back behind and trying to pick the ankle as well. Good job there to neutralize the force of the whizzer, and a stalemate is going to be the result of that.
Delaney so far almost a minute into the second period. Working on Medlin, the one seed at 1:14. Medlin does lead 3-0, but so far Delaney doing a nice job riding.
Tucker Main and McGuffey with a takedown quickly against Drake Buzzard of Avella. Take a 3-0 lead. That's semifinal at 121 pounds. Escape given. Another good shot by Main and dumps Buzzard to his side, trying to get his own leg free and trying to scoot around and get control here. So far not able to get his hips free of the grab by Drake Buzzard.
Medlin with an escape. over on Mount 1. He now leads 4-0 over Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. That match is 25 seconds to go, second period there.
Chavez a minute into his second. Consolation at 160, up 9-0 on Justin Miller, and going to run a bar and turn Miller over for the second time. Miller trying to find a way to keep the right shoulder up off, and he can't. Pin called at 219. 219 the time of the fall for Chavez.
Main of McGuffey with another takedown and working on near fall points. He's going to have this lead out to at least 10-1 here. He leads 6-1 now and is waiting to pick up his four. Third period now underway between Alex Medlin of Best Center, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Medlin leading 4-0. They will start on their feet as this third period gets underway. Those points for Maine have been awarded an escape. So now 10-2, Tucker Maine leading at 121 pounds.
Yeah, full boat near fall there for Tucker Maine to push it to 10-1, then gave up the escape. He's been dominant in the neutral position, trying to get control here, and looked like he was working a short bar there for a minute, going to try to just power buzzard over, but not able to. Bo Allison of Avella, Dmitry Pavlinsky underway out of Hopewell. They're 30 seconds into their first period, 172 pounds. Still have another consolation bout I'm looking for at 160, but I will peek back and see what I get. Takedown for Allison.
Yep, and we got a fall, and Alex Medlin taking care of business there in the third period. We're going to get that fall at 448. Alex Medlin, a fall at 448 over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. So Medlin into the finals. He'll take on Clayton Ely there.
Pavlinsky survives that near fall situation, but gives up 4-7-0 Bo Allison with the lead at the end of one. And a match is going to end in the Tucker Main match. He is up 16-2, and when he gets the near falls, if he gets those and not the pin, the bout is going to end. Still a minute and a half to go in the second period, and the fall will come at 2:31 for Tucker Main.
And underway the semifinal match, the other semifinal match at 121 pounds. Noah Collins of West Green, Noah Patton of Washi. Collins leading 3-0 right now over Patton. That's just 35 seconds into the first period there. And about to come on mat two at 127 pounds will be Lane Ely of McGuffey and James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. So a couple set of, I'm going to assume, brothers of the Elys and the Delaneys. So they are underway, no score there. Collins of West Green still leading 3-0 over Patton of Washington. That's halfway through the first period. Collins riding on top right now. Doesn't appear to have any legs in, just riding on top, working that left arm of Patton. Over on mat three, we've got a fall. It's Bo Allison of Avella, finishes off Dmitry Pavlinsky of Hopewell. So Allison, a fall at what appears to be 205 at 172 pounds.
That is correct.
So Allison advancing in the consolations there.
Just to note that 160-pound result that I was seeking in the consolation bracket, Clayton, a winner by default, Gage Clayton of McGuffey over Gage Stewart of Brownsville by default to advance to that next round.
And a really impressive victory there at 142, a fall. This is at 121 pounds. Noah Collins of West Green, a fall at 142 over Noah Patton of Washington. So Collins advancing, that's at 121. He will see Tucker Maine in the championship there.
Well, we're going to go to consolation bout number, looks like 61. Take me a minute to find that, but I'll grab that for you. 285 pounds, that's why I can't see it. About 61, Narquini and McQuillan. Caden Narquini of Avella, Connor McQuillan of Fort Cherry. Just a couple of wins for each. Somebody's season going to end with this bout.
We've got a what appears to be a almost near fall, 127 pounds. There it is, a semifinal match. A fall of just 38 seconds. Danny Smith of Burgettstown, your winner over Adam Ware of Avella. Danny Smith, a fall at just 38 seconds. Smith is into the championship. Fall at 38 over Ware. First period comes to an end at the other 127-pound championship semifinal match, I should say. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan leading 3-1 over Lane Ely of McGuffey. That's after one period. Delaney 3-1 over Ely.
And the period in the consolation heavyweight bout, McQuillan and Arquini scoreless at the end of one. More semifinals and consolation action here from Burgettstown, WPIL 2A Southern Sectional, when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
And a big thank you to all the folks at making our broadcast possible today here on WJPA, WJPA Online, greensports.net. Be sure to you let them know how much you appreciate their work and support of our coverage to bring home the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional. Here's where we are, semifinals, 127. James Delaney of Jeff Morgan leading Lane Ely of McGuffey 3-2. They're wrestling halfway through the second. Semis at 133 pounds. Late first period, Mason Wright of Best Center up 3-1 on Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. 285-pound round two consolations. Just past midway point of the second period, Caden Arquini of Avella with the only score of the bout, an escape here in the second against Connor McQuillan of Fort Cherry.
Yeah, as Bob said, over on mat two, we'll start at 127 pounds. Delaney of Jefferson Morgan leading 3-2 over Ely of McGuffey. They are on their feet, trying to clear himself as Ely near the boundary, unable to do so. Delaney trying to hang on. No points awarded yet. As we're approaching 15 seconds to go, again, just a one-point lead for Delaney. Delaney trying to hold on. They're going to go up back to their feet. 13 seconds remain there. Second period. Again, Delaney a 3-2 lead over Ely. The other semifinal match right now, Mason Wright 3-1. The first period now has come to an end. Wright leading Wolf of McGuffey at 133 pounds as they begin their second period. And Wright will start in the down position there.
Narquini of Avella leading 1-0. McQuillan chooses bottom to start the third. We have not had an overtime bout yet today. And now turning back in is McQuillan. He's going to get a reversal against Narquini. Nearly had him exposed to put him right to his back, but that didn't happen. McQuillan now, the only thing he has, he's trying to power a Nelson. Narquini is flat to the mat. McQuillan out to the side. There's a little leverage there. Now forearm to the back of the head. That's another one of those comfortable moves to have done to you. Get your face ground into the mat with a forearm to the back of your neck. Stalling call against Narquini. Now draws his base back up under him. McQuillan out to the side, trying to find a way to do something with that arm. But here comes Narquini to his feet. Rip and run. Escape ties the match.
Yeah, we got a 2-2-1 there. Let's go to our third period match, 127-pound semifinal. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan still leading 3-2 over Lane Ely. Delaney leading, starting in the down position. He will get cut and cleared, so he now leads 4-2. But remember, a three-point takedown, so Ely just needs a takedown as he trails by 2, 1 minute to go in that third period semifinal match.
Takedown for McQuillan now in the 285-pound bout, now 5-2 lead for the Fort Cherry heavyweight.
Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, a takedown. He now leads 4-3 over Mason Wright of Best Center. That match about 30 seconds to go in the second period there. Wolf riding on top, again, leading 3-2. We'll stick with 127 as this match now 30 seconds remaining. 4-2, Delaney leads, looking for a pick. Was Ely unable to get there? See if the official starts calling any stalling on Delaney as, again, Ely tries to drop low on that single, unable to do so. Now we're under 20 seconds.
McQuillan gets a takedown. He puts Narquini to his back, and the match comes to an end. Four near falls for McQuillan, and he's going to win it 9-2 in advance to this next consolation round. That's at 285 pounds.
Semifinal match going to come to an end. James Delaney, the 3 seed, able to hold on against Lane Ely of McGuffey. Delaney wins 4-2, able to win on his feet there and keep Ely from a takedown in the final minute of the match. So Delaney at 127 advancing to the championship, where he'll see Danny Smith of Burgettstown.
Consolation first round bout. Well, he listed as a third consolation. Whatever. Maddox Cooper of Brownsville, Gage Bradley of Burgettstown. I don't know how quarterfinal losers could be wrestling in third-round consolations. I don't understand.
I don't either.
But be that as it may, takedown for Bradley, 15 seconds in. That's in the 114-pound bracket. There will only be a couple of those, so
yep.
We'll be jumping all over the world in these weight classes before we circle back around to 106, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, into the third period, 133-pound, the semifinal we've been following. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey now leading 5-3 over Mason Wright of Best Center. They are on their feet. Wolf leading 5-3 in that one semifinal match. The other semifinal match at 133 pounds, it's Drake McClure of Bentworth. He leads 3-0 over Carter Caddis of Burgettstown.
Gage Bradley with the bar, and he's able to turn Maddox Cooper over and gets the fall. 21st win of the year for Gage Bradley, falling 42 seconds. It's consolation at 114 pounds. Move on up to 121 on mat number 3, consolation action, as Connor Pinchock of Jeff Morgan, Noah McCullum of Beth Center.
Under 30 seconds to go. Wolf still leading 5-3 over Mason Wright. Make sure I got my people right. It looks like Wright is in on a shot. Wolf up over his head trying to figure four that leg.
Drake McClure picking up a near fall after a first period takedown. He had Carter Cadis of Burgettstown in all kind of trouble, and Cadis survives but gives up 4-point near fall. 7-0 McClure, semis at 133.
Yeah, the other semifinal is going to come to an end. Is Emmett Wolf able to hold on in his 5-3 match? So Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, the winner, 5-3 after being down early in the match, comes back. The 2 seed at 133 prevails. Emmett Wolf, 5-3 over Mason Wright of Best Center.
Drake McClure of Bentworth now up 10, make it 11-0 late in the first period. And it looks like the scoring will end right there. More action from the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net in just a moment.
Does it seem like your auto insurance rates go up every year? You're not alone. Would you like to lock in your auto insurance from future rate increases? Ritzko Insurance can help. With Erie Rate Lock, your rates will not change even if you have an accident. So lock in your auto rates from future increases. Call Ritzko Insurance at 724-745-3379. Rate Lock. Feel protected, not punished. Ritzko Insurance would like to wish all local wrestlers the best of luck this weekend.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.